Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hey, everybody out there in internet land, this is Russ here again with RST Coaching Academy, the founder and the source of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Today, I get to talk to and introduce you to one of my hometown girls from Madison, Wisconsin, that is the lending consultant industry, and she's working her big business nationwide all over the country from this little town outside of Madison, Wisconsin. So I'm anxious to hear her total story, how she got into this, and what she can offer to you folks, people that might be looking for financing for your business, but then ultimately looking for some advice and how in the heck to get something going for yourselves too. So meet my friend Elizabeth from, well, Wanakee, Wisconsin, but we'll just say Madison for short, okay? But anyway, take it away, Elizabeth, and tell us about yourself, and let's get going here on Money Talks.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me, Russ. I am so excited to be able to have the opportunity to be here and talk about money.
Yeah.
Great. So a little bit about me. Thoughtful lending consultants, we help businesses of all sizes get lending for their business projects. And we also do real estate. So what I really try to do is approach each and every potential client, each and every client, like they were myself and really how I would want to be treated. And I do think it's probably that hometown really coming out of me. But
all right.
How we got started was my husband and I started a short-term rental company where we have about 7 short-term rentals in the Madison area. And he is a huge fan of, and I know you're a huge fan of Grant Cardone. And so we are the proud owners of at least 5 of his books. And, you know, on the docket are the next almost 20, I think he's written. So we are very excited.
Cool.
And so that just meant we were in real estate. And so What do? When you want to start a new business is you go to the bank. So we actually went to the bank here in town and we asked for that loan and they said no, but they didn't say no because we had bad credit. They didn't say no because we invented Airbnb. They just said no, period. And I really didn't really appreciate it.
With no explanation, really?
None at all. And so Ooh. It really just kind of let us down. And then we said, okay, well, there's a million banks. So we went to another one and they said no. Period. And, you know, did that a couple of times. We actually finally did get a loan. Wasn't actually through a bank, but a financial institution. So we finally did. But it always left a bad taste in my mouth.
I bet.
And, you know, so what we did after that, we're up and running. We have 7 units. We have really good ins, outs, processes. You know, we have, and I'm sure you're aware, we have about 6 hospitals in the Madison area. So our units are taken quite often.
Oh.
We have a lot of traveling nurses. We have a lot of traveling medical professionals. And we also have a huge transplant unit in the hospital where we've had families come and stay with us to have their family members go and get transplants. And so
these are good customers that you're serving.
Oh, yes.
They're not just coming like to Daytona Beach to party. They're coming to Madison for important reasons, basically,
yes,
aren't they? And so
exactly.
when you were looking for funding, was it to buy your first unit or to buy your second or third, or what was going on with that?
No, well, we actually decided to do arbitrage for our short-term rentals. So we are actually renting out and then subleasing the units out to these people. So they are then they're brand new units. They are gorgeous units. I always tell my husband if we had to go back and live in an apartment again, this would be the place.
All right.
So, but you know, it always what we were going for was just to be able to furnish those units, turn them into a real staycation where people could come. We also have people who are moving to the area. So we've been kind of, I really look at myself as a matchmaker from day one because that we play with a lot of real estate agents that have families moving up from Texas and moving up from Florida, and they need a place to stay until their house is ready. And so they
Sure.
stay in our units. And because not only it's, mom, dad, the kids, and the dog can all come and stay.
Right. Okay. So that's how you got into ultimately the lending game.
Yes.
And
Yes.
so then along the way, somewhere you must have said, hey, we can do this. We can be lenders. So tell us about that transition, how you wiggled into that business from being a short-term property renter.
Definitely, definitely. So I am an avid listener on Clubhouse, the app where actually Grant Cardone speaks quite a bit, and there's a bunch of rooms with different real estate professionals, different all around just professionals in the real estate industry. And I was listening to a room all about lending and how to be a lending consultant and help out businesses. And what I have really tried to do is underline that help aspect. A lot of the clients that I play with are mom and pops, where they have a lot of just the lower, and I hate to say lower and $70,000, but those lower accounts where a lot of the bigger banks and a lot of even the bigger lending companies, they don't want to play with those smaller amounts. Whereas that's where a lot of the small business mom and pops really need that bread and butter to work with. So I have been able to get in there and help them either, consolidate their debts into one. I've also been able to get a lot of real estate transactions for them, especially with the real estate. There's a lot of times where there's a lot of lenders that don't want to play with real estate, whereas my lenders are eager to play with that because instead of having to worry about what the market or that business is going to do, they are putting the money behind that asset that's going to appreciate over time. And so
Something
that's how
solid.
they
You're
like it.
right. Indeed.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
So then you're into the debt consolidation service as well, looking at evidently the whole picture, the whole package of what a client is bringing, and all they need maybe is money for, I think what you're doing is for projects. So are those typically business projects, or most of them are personal home renovation or whatever the case may be. What kind of
I
projects?
right, no, definitely. I play with only businesses. So
Okay.
I can play it, and I do partner, like I said, I really try to matchmake. I am working with a lot of other businesses that are known to help other businesses. So I work with a commercial leasing company. I work with a bunch of tax professionals and bookkeepers because when you go to your bookkeeper or your tax professional, you are looking to see where can I trim the fat? Where can I find some more money to do just my day-to-day work? And then also, those are the people who they trust with those questions of if we needed a loan to get a new truck or to get a fleet of trucks, how are we going to do that? And how do we get our paperwork together? Whereas that professional can then do all that work for them, make sure that they are able to get that loan, and then they can poke me to be able to get the lending team behind them so that we can get their project funded and then they can go ahead with their business.
So primarily the client is the one responsible for putting the package together. Seeing how this is going to work for them, they present it to you. You say, yeah, this looks good. And then you go around and shop lenders. Is that about the size of it?
That is correct. That is correct. I do have a lot of hands-on, and then I have a lot of people who've been around the block before. And so it really is the one size does not fit all. But I definitely try to make sure again that I approach each of them with a what would I want to have sitting across from me as the person who was behind the numbers. And when I also looked at it too, I do not like I did not like as the borrower to have to play with the lender because I just felt like such a dollar sign to them. Whereas in this situation, I know all of my lenders by name. I'm able to pick up the phone and ask my questions. I'm able to answer the questions from my clients. I tell them there is no stupid question when it comes to money, because to me, there is no stupid question when it comes to money. You should know everything and anything you can ever find out. So.
Heck yes, right on. Yeah. So you're the middleman, basically,
Yep,
between the money
exactly.
man and the businessman, so to speak. And
Yes.
so do they ever get together and have a chit chat, or is it always through you pretty much?
They can. It's not like I'm a gatekeeper. I do like to play just because I know that what I do is I have the list of documents that I need to make sure that I get. I have the timeliness aspect, whereas a lot of the business owners that I play with, they are on time crunches. They do not have time to sit there and make sure that, they are around at 8 o'clock on a Friday morning for a call with the lender, who
Ah,
also
right.
is might be in California and they're in New York. So, things like that. So it's I what I have really, and then that's why it actually works to be in Central Time, is that I can play with people in New York and I can play with people in California, and
Right.
it's not a problem for me.
Oh, they call it Central Standard Time because you're
Yes.
centrally located. You go either
Exactly.
way. Indeed. Wow. So when did you start this business? How long ago?
I started in the lending career. I got my certification last year in July, and then just kind of hit the ground running, really getting my feet wet, basically, in a lot of different settings that were also related to that short-term rental world with my husband. So we
I see.
are members of real estate investor groups. We are members of, we actually started our own real estate investor group where we meet once a month on Saturday mornings, and on the last Saturday of the month. And we actually go to a coffee shop here in Wanakee where I went to high school with the girl who owns it. So I love bringing not only my, what started off as a smaller group of about five of us now has grown to almost 20, and we sit, we enjoy coffee, we are now bringing in speakers. We are going to be talking about a whole bunch of different infinite banking. I was a speaker, so I got to talk lending. We actually have just businesses in that group too. So we even have a gentleman who owns a roach infestation. Did you
Oh,
know
pest
get him out of
control.
there? Yes, pest
Yeah,
control.
pest
Thank you.
control. Yeah,
He
you don't
runs that
have
pest
pests up
control
there
business.
like we do here, so we know the
No.
term.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. You said certification. So what kind of certification do you have, and how did you get that?
Right. So again, I went through Clubhouse and got a mentor, and that is what I've really enjoyed. And I do know that to be the lending consultant, you don't need a certification. Like you don't have to be licensed as long as you're working with that business side. But I truly think getting that mentor, having that person who is in your ear telling you, move, go, keep going. Yes, this is a great question. Keep going. And so that is really what I found with that course that I took, where I had a few weeks with them. He still meets weekly. He and I meet as well weekly. And so it's just still that hands-on, never really let you go mentorship that I truly think more businesses should be all about.
And that's where the certification came from.
Correct. Correct.
So
Yes.
he signed on, you signed him on as your mentor slash certifier certification. He trained you, and now he's available on this weekly basis to coach and counsel and guide you and kick you out the door and
Yes.
make sure that you're successful. Right.
Exactly.
Wow. And you said now you're in this small town outside of Madison, but your reach is all around the country. How are you doing that?
Well, I have a an alignable subscription, and Delineable is kind of like Facebook for businesses. What I really enjoy is that you get your subscription, you're able to look at businesses that are not only like yours, businesses that could help yours, and other businesses that might even be clients of yours. So when you go on there, instead of just like the Facebook page where you can share the pictures of grandma's 80th birthday, you can actually go on there and showcase what you can do in your business while being able to connect with other businesses that are with the same motivation. So
Because
what
you're in
I've
the
been
business
seeing.
to business world.
Right, correct.
I have an Alignable account,
Oh,
and
wow.
I bet I get a half a dozen emails from that outfit every day asking me to sign on for this thing, for that thing. And I've done it one time. It was a 1 hour networking thing where we
Yes.
got sent into a Zoom room for one other person for 10 minutes, and then we go back to the big, and then we go back to the just two people. And it's like, what am I doing with this thing here? And you know what? You're making me think more seriously about that thing, because it sounds to me like it's in the vein of LinkedIn, which
Yes.
is more of a business related social media platform as opposed to, say, Instagram. And so yeah, I hear you. I'll look into it a little bit more and see. But it's I guess you got to know how to play the game. You got to know how to work it, folks. If you're going to be in business and you're going to join Alignable, something like that, learn how to play the game. Learn how to work it and make it work for you. One of the things that they want is they want money, of course. It's free to join, but I think probably to do the kinds of things that you're doing with it, Elizabeth, is you probably got to pay the $30 a month or more. Am I right?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
When you, because when you just join, the free one is you get 10 connects a month. Whereas if you pay the $30, you get 40 connects a month. And
Okay.
so what I've been doing is connecting with those tax people. I've been connecting with the bookkeepers, the CPAs, attorneys for businesses as well, and just really getting there on that personal level with them, getting one-on-ones scheduled. Each time I get on a one-on-one with these businesses, I come away with at least one new client, sometimes multiple. And
Wow.
it's usually, again, these people are trying to help their clients. So by me reaching out, trying to help these people with the clients that they have and then help those clients, I'm able to just keep helping. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
that's my biggest goal is to just find out how you can help and keep doing it.
Right. And so, how are you finding the specific businesses that you are connecting with? How are you, what's your search? Is there a search engine within Alignable?
Yes.
See, I haven't even
Yes.
looked at it that far. So you're helping me. I don't know about you folks watching this and listening to this, but she's helping me right now. So you can listen in though.
Yes. Well, and because I definitely try to kind of hone in and see which businesses I kind of want to focus on to look into trying to help their clients. So right now, again, I'm looking at those tax people because I know tax time is right around the corner. And a lot of these tax professionals, even if it's the tax debt professionals, have clients that need the funding that actually could still qualify for funding. And so what I have done is just go to that little search bar in Alignable, which it's right at the top, and you can go in and do the search. And I have just put in tax professionals, and it pops up. It'll even pop up tax attorneys, which so you can kind of get all over the board.
And so that's part of what you're doing too, is a debt consolidation service. Is that only for business people or for individuals? I think you've said that you're really focusing on business people, but some of them have got some major issues that they need to do some debt consolidation too. So you're in a position to be able to look at their situation and come up with a plan and present that to a lender who s sooner or later somebody's going to say, yeah, man, I'll cover it, right?
Right, exactly. And I do have lenders that are able to lend to people in that residential, they, deem residential people. So if you don't
Okay.
have a business, that's how they do it. And again, I play matchmaker. So if people come to me and they say, oh, I got this new house, I really want to buy it, I'm already working with a realtor and things like that, I do have people that I can push them over to. And what I can do as well is do like the warm email. So it's not just that they're going to call up my lender and she's going to have no idea who they are. I can still do that warm email so that she will treat, and she's great. I have all my lenders are great, but I really like that hands-on service so that everybody feels like they matter, that account is going to be looked at with those expert eyes, and they'll have that actual one-on-one experience.
Yeah. I don't know. It might have been Bill Gates many years ago with Microsoft coined the phrase high tech, but high touch.
Ooh, uh-huh.
Maintaining that personal touch and how that can affect, influence people and who they want to do business with because the personal approach, the personal touch. And if you're just doing a cookie cutter thing, then because one size is not going to fit all, you're flexible enough, you've become flexible enough to be able to adjust and fit whatever the client needs in hopes of taking care of that need for their business. So through Alignable, that's how you're reaching people all around the country.
Through Alignable, through connections that I've made through Alignable, through Facebook. I even have a friend, just because I post on my personal Facebook. We have a business Facebook account as well. And so and there is we have posting every day. And then on my personal, I post every day as well. And then I actually had a friend reach out, and he's actually over in Africa. And so, we're trying to see, can we maybe not lend directly to him, but do I have a person who might have a connection, maybe more of a matchmaker thing over there? So
I got a little called creative financing, right?
exactly.
And it's this marketing thing. Grant Cardone is big on marketing. Marketing follow money follows attention, and marketing is senior to sales, and all those truisms. They're really true, and it's so much revolves around just getting your name out, getting the word out that this is what you do, this is where I am, and what I can do for you, and people that it that affects that are going to be helped by it, they'll gravitate to that. Maybe not the first time, and that's why repetition, folks, is so important, is to keep on the marketing process, keep getting the word out, keep getting your name out there, your brand out there, so people can come to know and be confident that, oh yeah, this one's been around. I've seen her out there for a year now, and she must be reputable. She's still in business after a year. Let's give her a call. And so there's so much to do in that whole marketing realm. And then once you get the hook in the person's mouth, then you can go into the sales approach and do that part of the game too. So now you're working with private lenders. You're not working with banks then, am I to assume?
Right, not banks specifically. I'm not above working with banks. I definitely have called and requested information. I know that there was actually a conference thing that went on actually here in town and in Wanakee, where my husband went and he talked to a gentleman who was at one of the banks, and he was didn't know my husband from anyone, and said, oh, well, I work at the bank, and we're dealing with percents in the sevens, and for construction, for commercial loans. And so I made sure that that was the next call that I could make was over there, and to try to get on his calendar, just even for a 5-minute call, that it
Sure.
was, because I do have a client who wants to do ground up construction for a 100 plus unit apartment complex here in Madison, and so I'm and and he's old school, and I do enjoy that about the mom and pops. They are not to be messed with. It is a force that they have. But and so he really wants those lower interest rates, and anything in the sevens is a really great deal. So I made
These
sure
days.
that he was the next right. So I
Indeed.
made sure that I gave him a call to see, where in the sevens are we, and how can we use that to really help
Right.
out my client.
Yeah. Now the bank is probably limited in their reach, maybe only in the Madison area, Dane County area, or Wisconsin, right? But so they're
Correct.
probably not, unless you were hooked up with, say, a national bank who's probably got branches all over the place. Now that would be a ticket too, wouldn't it, if you could do that? Yeah.
Yes. And I play with lenders of all sizes. I do have a gentleman who needed just a smaller lump sum to finish up a rehab project that he had. And I have, especially with my real estate investor group that we're with, I actually had a lender who could be able to help him out with just that small, and again, I hate to say small, and $70,000 in the same sentence, but those smaller accounts, and get him tied it over so that then once we're done with that rehab project, we can get him a cash out refinance, get that lender paid off, get more money in his pocket so that he can rinse, repeat, and do it again.
Yeah, indeed. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. Private lenders will typically have a higher interest rate. So you're
Yes, sir.
talking with this bank in Wanakee, seven in the sevens, maybe 7.5% or whatever, maybe even 7.9. He's still in the sevens,
Yeah.
So, but the private lenders are likely to be a little higher. How much higher typically?
This one was 12. And I do have another private lender that I work with as well, and she's around 15.
I
So,
see.
yeah. So
Wow. And
it's
then,
not cheap money.
yeah, right. Well, and then the down payment is, my understanding is, typically higher than what a bank would usually charge. Is that correct?
Well, for these two lenders, they do not require a down payment. So
Okay.
they did not have that. They do ha and the really great thing about these guys as well, and I ha only know a handful that do it this way, but they also don't require monthly payments. They don't require, updates. They just want the money when you're done. And the thing that's great is just we play so often just within our groups, the real estate investor groups that I'm in, the other group that I started with my husband and another person. We have that group. We're all connected, and it's a lot of matchmaking. I even have a handyman who was telling me about a property he's got out in Milwaukee, and I said, "Well, I have a wholesaler that might be interested in buying that property." So
Wow, wee.
it's a lot of matchmaking I'm trying to do.
Well, indeed. But the part about typically no money down and just pay the balloon at the end of the term, which could be how many, 3 years, 5 years, 1 year, whatever the
These guys,
case is.
right. These guys usually like it to be really short. So, for example, this one was 4 months. She doesn't like to go above six.
Oh,
And
wow.
right, yeah. So it's really kind of a quicker turnaround. She does have the ability to help out people to be able to buy the whole house, do the entire rehab project with her, and then sit on that for the 6-ish months,
Yeah.
pay it
Yeah.
off, be
When
done.
you're talking with a prospect and they hear, well, the payout's got to be 4 to 6 months. Does that make them kind of gulp usually, or they typically say, no problem?
Well, it does depend. So I don't farm out the private lenders like I would my bigger lenders because I have kind of like hard money lenders. I have those like bigger pocketed money lenders, and so those guys are the ones that have like the lower percents. But with this one in particular, there was a need And it was the quickness that we needed it. It was a, potential credit issue, things all like that, just kind of all rolled into one. And the lender was okay with it. The lender was, knew all, which is what I always really try to do, is make sure everybody understands everything. And then everybody signs on the dotted line and we can get projects done. But
Got
I
it.
don't, I only use those guys in dire emergencies when it's very necessary.
Yeah, time when time is really of the essence. And
Yes.
I get frequent calls and emails about outfits wanting to lend me money. And a couple of years ago, I co responded to one. And how much do you need? Well, I want to borrow $5 million to build a boat to sell. I'm in the boat building business also.
Sure.
And yeah, no problem. Well, what kind of income do you get? Well, there's going to be no income until I sell the boat. Well, how are you going to pay the thing back? Because they wanted their money. Like some of these people want a payment every week. It's like the somebody out on the street, the loan shark on the street. They want their dough every week, and it's like, golly, this is really quite the deal. So I guess there's a place for those too, and it's just whatever the person really needs, and what's who gets a hold of them. If you got a hold of me instead of that individual. By the way, I never did business with that individual, but things that you're probably doing are more likely to get mass desire from people because they're probably more open and more flexible. And then not to mention the fact they get you too. They get to work with you also. So cool, that's really cool. So you put this together. Everybody loves it. Papers signed. Who pays you?
The technically it is paid by the client in a percentage of what the loan is, and
I
then that
see.
is usually all due to what the lender has, and then all of that is actually dished out at the title company when the closure is done.
When the
So
closing.
on the line.
Oh, okay. So, let's say $10,000 loan. Your commission's 4%. Your client is going to get a check for $10,000 less your 4%, instead of the lender paying you kind of the finder's fee. You charge the client a fee based on the proceeds. Okay,
Correct.
all right, cool. All right, let's see, what else do I have? Anything else while I'm looking through my notes here that just comes to your mind, Elizabeth?
I kind of had all my notes as well. I know that I really liked to hit that matchmaker idea, partnering slash working with those businesses to help other businesses. The real hard doing it for helping people is really what my goal is, and what I think always, if you're going to play with money, you should try to do is just to try to make sure the world goes round, because that's how it does. So
Yeah. They say love makes the world go round, but I think business really has quite a hand in making the world go round.
yes.
There's definitely a place for money in that whole thing of about making the world go round. You're still in the real estate rental business though, too, right?
We are. My husband, that is his baby, and thankfully. And then now this is my baby, as I get to do this, and I get to play with a whole bunch of different ideas. I've always been one of those people that thought, how could you make money on doing the lemonade stand, for example? Or I have a humongous garden, and if I could just figure out how to mass help people to plant their own food, could that be a business? A whole bunch of different ways to just kind of help people's passion become businesses. And so that's why I really think that this is the coolest job for me, is because I'm able to hear about a beauty shop and barber shop in New York. I'm able to hear about ground up construction here in Madison. I'm able to help mom and pops even down in Florida. I'm helping a event place help down there. And I'm just so excited to be able to just be in the room when I'm trying to spitball ideas with these guys to help their businesses out. And I feel like it's such a calling.
You're kind of a you're an entrepreneur at heart, and you're an entrepreneur's entrepreneur
Exactly,
to help
a
them
cheerleader, an
be
entrepreneur's
more
cheerleader.
successful in their business. A cheerleader, yeah, to help
Yeah.
them be more successful in their business. So what advice would you have for somebody that's seeking some dough, wanting to get a business off the ground? Maybe they don't have a business at all, but they've got a dream, a desire. And what would you say to such a person to give them advice as to how to, obviously, starting a business usually takes some kind of money, you know? And so here we are. Where are you going to get the money? You're going to get the money from Elizabeth. So what would you advise? What advice would you have for such a person?
Definitely, definitely. Well, I would at first say it's not easy. You know, I mean, nothing worthwhile is ever easy. So I would make sure that they know their why. And even just reading the book, Starting or Start with Why by Simon Sinek is just a really great one to understand where's your passion, trying to understand exactly where you want to take the business, whether it's dry cleaning, whether it's starting your own backyard garden that you can teach other people to garden around the country. You need to understand that there's going to be really good days, really bad days, days you don't want to answer the phone, days you want to do nothing but sit on the phone. And you're going to need to be able to pull that out every day. And so that's why finding something that you're passionate about that you can do even when you're getting yelled at, or even when the account that you've been working on all of a sudden at the last minute, they're like, nah, I'm not interested. I don't want to. And you just have to grin and bear it. And just kind of dealing with those setbacks, you know. I mean, I didn't imagine that it was going to be day one, I'd have a million clients or anything like that. But trying to find those clients, I know that a lot of mortgage loan officers and lending officers and things like that, they really need those clients. They really want to find those leads to get clients. And so what I did was really try to find out how to help them and where these businesses would go to get help, and then try to help those businesses that are already helping these clients continue to help. So that's what I really tried to do. So just find out how you can help, who you want to help, and keep going.
Yeah, either well, you find the need and either figure out how to fill it yourself or hook them up with somebody that can. It sounds like you were
Exactly.
just kind of saying in a nutshell. And that's really cool. I like the passion part because it's the passion, folks, that'll keep you going. And like what she was saying, the dark days, the dreary days, the rainy days, the days when it's all no's. And if you've got the passion, if you've got the burn inside of you to keep you going, you will persevere. Get started and don't quit, but let that passion just propel you on your way. How can they get a hold of you, Elizabeth? Phone
Right. Well, you
number?
can. Yep. My phone number is 608-770-0633. And that I'll say that again too, is 608-770-0633.
Great.
And I do have a website. It's
Good.
www.thoughtfullendingconsultants.com.
Thoughtful. Thoughtful. One L, correct? Or two?
Yep, two L's,
Two
thoughtful
L's.
lending,
Lending.
consultants.com. And I've actually had
Consultants.com.
lenders pick on me for that one too, because they said, oh, nobody wanted that one above you, huh? You know, it's like the longest, it's like the longest website they've ever heard.
You know, I've always believed that a company's name should be indicative of what they do. And that's how I
Yes.
came up with RST Coaching Academy and how you came up with Thoughtful Lending Consultants. But I interviewed a fellow last week that he brought to mind a little small company by the name of Apple.
Oh.
What does Apple have to do with computers, iPods, iPhones, any of that stuff? And yet they built a whole brand around that whole name. And it's like, For crying out loud, maybe I should come up with some snappy little name that'll be just one or two quick little words, but then you've got to figure out how to build the brand out of it. So
Right.
you and I have gone the old school lazy route, if you will, and our name tells it all, right? Tells what we
Yes,
do. Hey, I
exactly.
appreciate Elizabeth, the time that you've spent with us here online and this call, and the information that you've passed, the history of yourself and how you got into this, and the different parts of the things that you do are so cool. And I don't know if this is going to spur anybody else to get into that business, but I sure hope it spurs somebody to give you a call and say, "Hey, I heard about you on Money Talks, and I need to talk about money because I need some for my business." I hope that happens, folks. If you're out there listening or watching, give Elizabeth a call. And so, any last words that you might have for the audience today, Elizabeth?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. Thank you for allowing me to talk on this subject, and it is so wonderful to be able to share more and talk about business. So thank
You're
you.
making me blush. Anyway. All right, so as one Madisonian to the other, thank you very much. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Russ here from Money Talks, RST Coaching Academy. Anything that we can do for you, give us a call. Check out the website, rstcoachingacademy.com, or thoughtfullendingconsultants.com if you need some dough from our friend Elizabeth. So that's it for now. We say over and out, and we'll see you next time. All right, thank you for watching. Bye bye. Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.